This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Police reform in the United States is the topic of debate on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Senate Republicans have offered their legislation promoting police accountability for their actions, while House of Representatives Democrats are moving to advance their more far-reaching measure to curb abusive conduct. It's an urgent debate being held in the U.S. and around the world, and it comes after national and worldwide protests after the death of George Floyd, a black man who died in police custody 3 weeks ago when a white police officer kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Then last Friday, a police officer in the U.S. city of Atlanta fatally shot a black man, Rayshard Brooks, in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday to create a database of police misconduct. The president has also said he will not consider any changes to legal protections for officers from lawsuits, though one key Republican senator, Lindsey Graham, seemed open to the idea. Meanwhile, Floyd's brother called on top UN human rights leaders to investigate police brutality and racial discrimination in the United States. Filani's Floyd spoke via video to the Geneva Forum, saying his brother was tortured and murdered on camera. And he said that's how black people are treated by police in the U.S. The urgent debate was convened at the request of African countries, which are seeking a U.N. inquiry into abuses and is due to continue on Thursday. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and the Dow were largely flat on Wednesday. This as a record rise in coronavirus cases in six U.S. states dented sentiment following a three-day rally. This is VOA News. China's capital has imposed new coronavirus restrictions Wednesday to try to control a new outbreak. Meanwhile, Brazil reported a record daily increase in confirmed cases, and the number of deaths in the United States surpassed those a country suffered in World War I. There have been at least 137 new cases in Beijing since late last week, linked to a wholesale food center. Among the steps taken in Beijing are canceling dozens of domestic flights, requiring stricter social distancing efforts, and making those entering some residential areas undergo temperature checks and registration. Brazilian health officials reported Tuesday nearly 35,000 new confirmed cases during a 24-hour period. The U.S. has more than 2.1 million confirmed cases and about 117,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is facing his biggest crisis yet in his bid to foster reconciliation with North Korea. Pyongyang blew up the Inter-Korean Liaison Center on Tuesday and is rolling back on agreements. Now, North Korea has announced the redeployment of its forces near the border and angrily has rejected Seoul's offer to send envoys to reduce tensions. Combined with its moves over the past week, North Korea has now reversed many of the achievements made during a series of historic 2018 meetings between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Moon. The United States has imposed its toughest sanction yet, targeting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, choking off revenue for his government. The move is to force Syria back to the United Nations-led negotiations and broker an end to the country's nearly decade-long war. The penalties designate Assad and his wife personally, and they come at a time when the Syrian leader is grappling with a deepening economic crisis and rare protests in government-held areas. In Afghanistan, 17 security forces are dead Wednesday in Taliban attacks. A dozen more are injured. Overnight, insurgents stormed two security outposts in Aqcha district and in an attempt to capture them. That's according to a government spokesman in northern Jashan province. Clashes lasted until the morning, and another attack took place late Tuesday near the volatile northern city of Kunduz. Venezuela's Supreme Court has removed the leadership of two political parties opposed to socialist president Nicolas Maduro. The court replaced them with politicians reportedly tied to Maduro months ahead of legislative elections. You can read that story and more on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.